Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Danpaus, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is Wednesday, August the 22nd, 2007. We sure hope the folks down in Mexico are weathering Hurricane Dean. I understand as of the last time that I heard a report, which admittedly has been quite a number of hours ago, that the storm had abated somewhat. Let's trust that that's the case, because for people in this hemisphere, we certainly don't need any more problems than we already have, whether that's Mexico or Texas or where it is. So when we think of innocent people today who are threatened by inclement weather, we pray for them and pray that this whole storm will peter out and that individual people will have their homes and livelihoods protected from the ravages of this situation. We've been talking about a series of news stories today, and I will continue to cover those, including an essay today by Gene Conti in Michael Jones' Culture Wars. It's entitled The Betrayal of the Christians of the Middle East. I feel like I want to go into this essay in some detail after the next commercial break when I'm going to have a more extended period of time for conversation. Michael Jones' Culture Wars is just a fantastic publication. Mike's been on this show two or three times. And if you want to talk to a real intellectual heavyweight, Dr. E. Michael Jones is one of your weapons of choice. Culture Wars is a wonderful, wonderful magazine. Every edition that I've gotten since I first subscribed has not failed to bring to me things that I am reading virtually nowhere else. And the July-August 2007 edition, Volume 26, Number 8, has an essay by this photographer from Ohio named Gene Conti, C-O-N-T-E, that is well worth your time and mine. And after the next commercial break, and we have a more extended period of time for conversation, I'm going to read at least portions of this essay, keeping in mind that Hesham Talawi is going to be on this coming Tuesday. This coming Tuesday at 9 a.m., he's going to talk with us for 1 hour about Palestine in terms of his own recent trip over there. Dr. Talawi, of course, is on Current Issues TV. He has his own broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And he was recently with Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper up in Sandpoint, Idaho, at the America's Promise Ministries-sponsored symposium on the Middle East, among other things. Hesham Talawi is a great guy, and he's a personal friend of mine. I am lucky that I know Mark Glenn because Mark, in turn, has introduced me to so many important people in the truth movement. Dr. Hesham Talawi is one of those people. You will not want to miss what he has to say to us this coming Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning Central Time and what he saw in Palestine. And you know, when we think about this whole business of the Palestinians and the way in which they have been subjected to things that are absolutely beyond belief, it seems to me that the plight of the Palestinians has become a microcosm of what has begun to happen to what was the working middle class in the United States. We have a lot in common with the Palestinians. We are both being victimized by many of the same cultural, political, and economic forces. And folks, when you look at what Israel is doing in the Middle East, quite clearly the Jewish lobby and the Jewish central bankers have an awful lot to do with what has happened to those of us in this country who feel that we have lost our jobs, who have had the banking system turn against us, who have seen our culture taken away from us and replaced with the most perverse brand of entertainment and news coverage imaginable. Who and what is the primary force behind all of this? I'm suggesting that there's a common theme. A couple of other Middle Eastern items before the break, and then when we come back, we'll look at Gene Conti's essay on Culture Wars. My good friend Dr. Kaveh Farooq at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, the author of the indispensable book Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persian War, He was recently interviewed for WNYC. I wanted to point people out to that newscast, which is online. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
For the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Reading the Nationalist Times each month, the Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been covering a series of news stories today, including the tragedy of this Black Hawk helicopter crash last night, actually two of them colliding, that killed 16 American GIs in Iraq. We talked a little bit about the subprime loan crisis and the way in which that's causing a ripple effect throughout the central banking system. I was saying to Joe when he called from Florida earlier in the broadcast, but I thought that this whole business of the economic crisis might begin to be the real chink in the armor when it comes to the support of many, many people for the political establishment in this country. The other thing that Joe is talking about, which I see very, very clearly, is that when the American left and American right, the honest people in those two divisions of the American political spectrum, come into coalescence with one another in regard to the war in Iraq, in regard to the economy, and in regard to globalism, Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney and the central bankers and the Jewish neoconservatives are in big trouble. The leaders of both of the major political parties are in big trouble. You can bet on it, count on it, take it to the bank. This is only going to be exacerbated by what is happening in Iraq. If we attack Iran and Pakistan, the lid is completely going to come off of this thing, not simply internationally but domestically. And we start thinking about the debt structure, folks, as Greg Felton was talking with us on Monday. When you look at debt structure and you look at the amount of public and private debt that has accrued to the United States, we cannot continue borrowing money to be doing wars of empire in the Middle East that don't involve our true national interest. And when we think of the amount of private debt that's out there because of these predatory lenders and the fact that the manufacturing sector of our economy has been destroyed, and that corporate America is doing a nice job of finishing off the rest of us who've been working in the service sector of the economy with all of this illegal immigration. This is coming to a head, folks. Watch it very closely. This is reaching critical mass, absolutely without question. We have today a caller. Aha, looking at the caller board. Larry in Indiana. Go ahead, Larry.
Wow, refreshing stuff to hear, Mark. I haven't heard much of this since there was another co-host there at RBN, Jack Otto, passed on a couple weeks ago, and he and I had co-hosted show on GCN saying the same things about the Talmudic Zionists before they summarily threw us off over there. So it's very good to hear you passing this information on. Have you taken a look at Jim Condit?
Were you forced off of a particular broadcast because you were talking about this?
I believe we were. We actually had Alex Jones come in, and you know, while we were talking about the connections between 9/11 and the Zionists and, you know, the six Israelis dancing there and the DEA agents shadowed beforehand and just on and on and on and on. Yeah, there were some very interesting things that happened over there at GCN back in November 2003.
That's interesting. You know, I'm looking, Larry, as I was cleaning my office last night, which definitely needed some cleaning, and I've been trying to get some reading. I've got a ton of reading material that I'm going through right now, which is not unusual for me. And I'm just getting around to something that someone, a very close friend, gave to me a while back, a special report from the American Free Press entitled, Did Israel Have Advanced Knowledge of the September 11th Terrorist Attacks? And as you go through all of the data that is in this AFP report, it's inescapably the case that they did, in my view. And, of course, Mike Piper and Mark Glynn and Hesham Talawi have really been developing this theme even further in all the time since this original report came out from AFP. So I think to the extent that there is censorship, even in alternative media, of people that are talking about the Talmudic Zionist end of this, that that's indicative of the fact that there has been infiltration, I would imagine, of any operation who is taking that point of view off the airwaves or out of print media, because it's incredibly obvious when you start studying it.
Well, and a lot of this came from the ownership there of GCN, Michael Trudeau, who was a rabid Zionist. But, you know, couple the fact that you had half a dozen Israelis videotaping World Trade Centers coming down dressed as Arabs and laughing about it, you know, who were merely deported, and yet we had Arabs that have not been proven to do a darn thing, arrested, tortured, and sent over there to Guantanamo. Couple that with the fact that rabid Zionist Larry Silverstein, who owned the World Trade Center buildings, obviously was complicit in their being set up with controlled demolition, who admitted that Building 7 was taken down with controlled demolition. I mean, you could go on for hours and hours and hours coupling how Israel, the Talmudic Zionists, the Mossad, have had their hands in this, along with the CIA. They worked hand in hand, and there is a big connection. There's a big money connection. Look how many trillions of dollars we've sent over there to Israel. Look at where all the no-bid contracts are going to, Halliburton, Bechtel, Carlyle Groups. You know, look who's pushing for the new wars now, Lieberman. You know, look who infests the Bush administration, Chertoff, who's a Zionist. Wolfowitz, Pearl, Rumsfeld. You know, these are the things that we were bringing out, and of course, the powers that be that had all the money don't want people making these connections. CNN is, you know, Paul Azan, they were just talking about just how horrified they were that one out of three people feel that there is a connection between Israel and 9/11. That's because there is. It's provable.
Yes, it's absolutely provable. And as I go back to this AFP report that has been given to me, and it's 60 pages long, it has a copious amount of information in it with all kinds of footnotes and annotations and so forth. When you look through the massive character of the data that's in this single report alone, it really begs the question as to why Fox News suddenly pulled what they started in covering on this subject. As you know, I'm sure, Larry, Fox News originally had some, I think it was Carl Cameron that had those reports out there in regard to this art student's situation, and also these Israelis that were seen in photographs celebrating in the wake of the striking of the two towers. Suddenly Cameron's reports, of course, are suddenly pulled off the air. Fox News ceases to talk about it. And again, whether you're looking at Fox News or you're talking about publications like Bill Buckley's National Review and Bill Kristol's Weekly Standard, or you're speaking about some of these so-called alternative news agencies that suddenly begin pulling the plug on the type of thing that you and I are now talking about, the fingerprints and the trail, in my view, all go in the same direction. And this is why I think folks out there in the so-called truth movement need to be watching not simply what alternative media is doing. I mean, we know that they're not giving us the truth and that we need to understand something about the political and financial connections of these different news agencies and correspondents and so forth. But as you're pointing out this morning, we've got to keep an eye on the chicken coop for the wolf that's coming in through the back door in regard to funny stuff that can be going on when it comes to what is perceived to be the alternative sources of information. The Israelis and the Zionist movement, it seems to me, have a real stake in infiltrating those things. So I think when it comes to things like the Republic Broadcasting Network and Genesis and AFP and all of these different outlets that do a lot of very good things, that we have to be vigilant even there.
Well, it's interesting if you take a look at who the main mouth over there is, who seems to be a gatekeeper of information, beats his chest about being, you know, the best that there is out there. Who's he married to? Violet Nichols, who reportedly is Israeli, or at least Jewish. Now, does that mean she's a Talmudic Zionist? I don't know, but I have over and over and over again heard this guy deflect callers who have tried to bring information forward showing Israeli connections. I've got some real suspicions about that. Look who's been successful at getting some of this stuff out, like Jim Cotted Jr. over there in Ohio.
Yeah, I've had Jim on once or twice, and I need to bring him back again. He is a really sharp guy.
If you know, most people are listening on the Internet, check out his website at realnews247.com. It's loaded with the material we're talking about here, and he managed to use the election loophole laws to get commercials on the air, basically pointing out what's wrong with Israeli firsters. We've got so many people who are here with dual citizenship. They don't represent American interests. Hey, they're happy as heck that Israel slaughtered 300-some people on the USS Liberty some time ago just to prevent us from knowing that they were about ready to go into the Syrian Golan Heights area there, and that they were slaughtering prisoners, you know, unarmed prisoners. These people are vicious. You've got to research the Talmud. This is a doctrine of Satanism, folks. It basically says they can do whatever the heck they want, right down to pedophilia. I mean, you just can't believe what's in this thing, folks. And that's their holy book. They love that thing to death.
And I understand, and I'm trying to remember, I believe it was Dr. Robert Sungenis of Catholic Apologetics International who said this to me on the air, and it was also in a news story that he posted with the Lutheran Christian News, which I am a correspondent for. I believe it was Dr. Sungenis who was warning the rest of us that if we want to get into the Talmud in regard to the English language translations, that there are only a couple of editions out there that tell the whole story as to what was in the original, that a lot of what you're talking about, Larry, has been filtered out by censorship. If you got time, stay on the line. I'll be right back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're with a caller, Larry in Indiana. Stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been covering a series of news stories today and taking a couple of calls. Chuck Baldwin will join me tomorrow, by the way, just for half an hour. I'm going to be on for 3 hours, of course, but Chuck will be with me for only 30 minutes of that segment from 9 to 9:30 a.m. Central Time. He, of course, was the vice presidential candidate of the Constitution Party in 2004, running with my good friend Michael Perutka. And Chuck Baldwin is a very fine evangelical pastor, Baptist pastor in Pensacola, Florida, in what I understand is one of the largest evangelical Baptist churches in the country. Chuck, of course, stands in contrast to so many of his colleagues in that he is saying an awful lot of things that I believe to be true about the Bush administration and about the direction in which the country is going in domestically as well as internationally. He's been standing out there saying some things that probably are not well received by a number of other people in his Baptist evangelical movement. That's what makes Chuck Baldwin, I think, such a fascinating figure to watch in regard to his contemporary political scene. You can find many of his essays at www.chuckbaldwinlive.com. And, of course, Chuck, to my knowledge, and I emphasize to my knowledge, has not really talked about the Israeli lobby. I think he's talked from time to time about the Project for a New American Century, as his running mate Michael Perutka did in 2004. I'm not clear as to what Mike and Chuck actually believe about this whole business of the Israeli lobby and Zionism. We might take that up, that theme up briefly with Chuck Baldwin tomorrow, because I would like to learn more about where he stands on that particular issue. Larry, you still there?
One thing that happened here in Indiana, there was a local talk show host that was here by the name of Stan Solomon, who calls himself a Messianic Jew, and you know, he portrayed himself as a conservative, and there were lots of different topics on the show, and I had the opportunity to help out several times hosting the show when he wasn't there. And oddly enough, when Junior Bush came up for election, it was like somebody flipped this guy's switch. You know, we forgot all about the Satanism of his father, his skull and bones connections. You know, he'd had David Bay on and others exposing this. All of a sudden it was, we got to get Bush in there. The Iraq war is good, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Oddly enough, this co-host is now over at the other network we discussed earlier. But as soon as I mentioned the Talmud calling in one day, he immediately banned me from his show. Now, interestingly enough, he had producers there who knew that he was lying about the Iraq war and Bush's background and, you know, his connections to the globalists. They actually let me on a couple more times to expose this. So subsequently, he did quit his show here in Indiana. But as I said, now he's back on the air selling products on the other network. I did document this, Mr. Dankoff, if you or any of the listeners wanted to check it out. If you're familiar with Yahoo Groups, you can go to one called WorldCom, W-O-R-L-D-C-O-M, and, you know, every day we had problems there, I documented these in posts. So if you check back around November 2003, you'll see exactly when Jack Otto and, you know, myself were booted from this network and what had happened and why. But you're right. Have you ever heard the phrase, the best way to control your opposition is to lead it?
Yes.
I mean, you're talking about the alternative networks and the foxes guarding the chicken house. I'm afraid that's what we've got here in a number of cases. And we really do, if they're not exposing the Zionist control, there's a problem. They're probably partly owned by these groups. That's the way they exert pressure. And
I think it's noteworthy, Larry, that as we talk about this, and then I need to take a couple of other callers, it's noteworthy that what provably has happened in mainstream media and what provably has happened in the Republican Party in my lifetime, and of course Mike Piper documents all of this in his book, The Judas Goats, that we're now talking about a circumstance, at least as you perceive it, where the same things that we all know now have happened with Bill Buckley's National Review. E. Michael Jones talks about this recently in Culture Wars, with all of the documentation in the world, that the Zionist infiltration of National Review in the 1950s set the stage for the complete infiltration of the American right and for the exile of those members of the American right who truly were constitutionalists and were not supporters of the Zionist State of Israel or of the Israeli lobby. Now, what you're indicating to me is that we've got to be watching this as well when it comes to the infiltration of these alternative networks, potentially, because clearly the Israelis have to be concerned, the Jewish lobby has to be concerned, and the constituencies that are in league with those elements have to be concerned about the Republic Broadcasting Network and the American Free Press and so forth and so on, because we're among the last people out there that are providing the alternative point of view to a public that's getting increasingly suspicious that there's something wrong out there and they've not understood up to now what it is. So I think your warning is well taken, Larry, that this is something that has to be watched with great, great care. Thank you for calling me, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, call me again and send me an email. I'd like to stay in touch with you. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party joins me tomorrow for just 30 minutes. I'll be on for 3 hours, but Pastor Baldwin will be on from 9 to 9:30 a.m. Central Time. And then, of course, on Friday, Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Father John Martinez join me, per usual. On Monday, Greg Felton of Vancouver, the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America, will be back in his usual role as my Monday analyst. And then on Tuesday, Hesham Talawi will be with me to discuss his trip to Palestine recently, covering some of the same material that he talked about at the Sandpoint, Idaho conference recently with Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper. Dr. Talawi will be on my show Tuesday from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Time. Of course, I'll be on the whole 3 hours, but Hesham will join us in the last hour of that broadcast on Tuesday. So if you'll pardon the phrase, that gives you the roadmap for the next few days. We have our next caller, David in Ohio. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, hi, Mark. Good morning.
Hi, David.
Yeah, I'd just like to express my thanks for you and Piper and Jack McLamb for, you know, calling things for what they are in the Zionist movement in the country. And Republic Broadcasting is one of the few venues that we have for unbiased information about it. And I just want to thank you for your bravery in addressing the issues that many other stations won't, and urge people to please support Republic Broadcasting. And that's about it. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, David. And I think it certainly underscores the fact, our caller from Ohio has just underscored the fact, that we are in a battle, folks. We are in a battle for our culture. We are in a battle for the survivability of this planet. We are in a battle for our Constitution and for the America that we once knew. And if we're going to engage in those kinds of political and cultural and theological battles, it seems to me that we have to know who the enemy is. And Michael Collins Piper and Mark Glenn and Gordon Thomas and some of those fine folks have convinced me over a period of many years, with all of the documentation in the world, that the ultimate battle that we struggle against is with the World Zionist Movement and with the Talmudic Jewish Talmudic Pharisaic Talmudic theology that undergirds this movement. And as our caller today from Indiana, Larry, was saying, you've really got to get into the Talmud and discuss something of the whole Talmudic movement as perhaps it began in its genesis with the calling for the release of Barabbas. Michael Jones talks about this at Culture Wars in an essay that I reproduced for my Sunday school class. Mike Jones gave a marvelous interview to the Barnes Review talking about the real issues when it comes to Talmudic Judaism and Zionism and the way in which this is an ideological war that has been going on for the last 2,000 years that's entirely supportable in terms of the Gospels and the epistles from the New Testament. And I think it explains, as nothing else does, why we are where we presently are. If you go to my blog, by the way, at Al Bawaba in Amman, Jordan, you will see a post that I wrote recently on Dr. Harold O.J. Brown. Dr. Harold O.J. Brown was my academic advisor in seminary in Chicago years ago at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Chicago. Wonderful man, wonderful theologian, Orthodox Christian, fought the good fight for the pro-life movement in this country for a long, long time. And those of you who know personally of lives that have been saved through CareNet and through its precursor, the Christian Action Council, Harold O.J. Brown is at the top of the list of people that need to be thanked on this show for what he has done to try and save our polluted culture and to save lives. He brought theology into the practical realm in terms of his Christian witness. And yet I would say that Dr. Brown never really understood, or at least talked about publicly, the larger issues involved in this culture of death. In his ethical lectures and cultural lectures and theological lectures at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Chicago, when he would discuss the tragedy of abortion, I never heard any reference to the folks who have had a disproportionate influence, provably, in supporting the abortion industry in the United States and worldwide. Why is that? Now, I don't think Dr. Brown was a conspirator. I think he was a wonderful man. But he largely went about the task of doing his theology and his lecturing and his activism without truly understanding, in my view, the larger context of all of this. And we're talking about a gentleman who had a genius-level IQ, who had all of his degrees from Harvard, including his PhD, and his undergraduate degree from Harvard, as I now understand it, I believe dealt with biotechnology. Harold O.J. Brown was an amazing man, and yet I think he did miss the mark in regard to this whole business of the Jewish lobby and what it really means and what it's based upon. If you look at my essay for Al Bawaba that was submitted for the American to the American Free Press as well, but go to Al Bawaba in Amman, Jordan, and look for Mark Dankoff's America there and do that search in conjunction with a search on Harold O.J. Brown. You'll see what comes up, and I think you'll understand why I have said the things that I have said in the air today. Paul in Niagara Falls, you're on the line for Mark Dankoff. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Real big fan of yours.
Well, thank you.
Quick Ron Paul update from here in New York.
Yes, sir.
I just recently found out that if you want to vote for in the primaries, the Republican primaries, in February, New York State is in the process of moving them up to Super Tuesday. Our vote never counted for much before, but this year, this coming year, it's going to. That you have to have your registration changed by October 12th. That's six
by
weeks
October
away.
By October the 12th, ho, ho. Most interesting.
Yeah, and nobody knows this. And I talked to a lot of people about Ron Paul. There's a lot of independents who are interested in him. And in a closed primary state like New York, if you're not registered as a Republican by October 12th midnight, you're not going to be able to vote in the primary for him. I think maybe you could find somebody who knows something about the primary law. You know a lot about it, I know.
Well, you know, a guy that you ought to talk to, Paul, and see if I can come up with his name without having it directly in front of me. He and I have had interaction in the past. Richard Winger is his name, W-I-N-G-E-R, Richard Winger. You need to contact this guy. He's online. He's in the San Francisco area, I believe. He is the editor of Ballot Access News.
Uh-huh.
And he is a very fair man. And covers these kinds of things. If you can get to Richard Winger, W-I-N-G-E-R, Ballot
Access
News. Well,
I'm just a truck driver, Mark. Maybe you could get him on your show.
Well, that is something that he and I have discussed in the past. You know what I'll do, Paul? I'll make myself a note here as you and I are talking. You have to forgive me. Between my radio broadcast and recruiting guests and visiting people in hospitals as a pastor, if I don't write things down, I tend not to do them as immediately as they need to be done. I'm going to jot this down and try to contact Winger and ask him to look at this whole business of what's going on up there in New York. And they now are saying they either have or are going to have an October 12th deadline for voter registration.
What they told me was it's something like 29 days before the general election, which is November 6th this year, I guess, for the local elections. And that registration is yours for the next year.
Okay.
So,
I'm jotting this down here. All right.
So they're telling me October 12th. If you aren't re-registered by October 12th, and a lot of states are moving up to Super Tuesday is what I hear this year.
Yes.
Moving their primaries up. And it's all going to be over on Wednesday. After Super Tuesday, who's going to be the candidate?
Exactly. It's very clear, isn't it, that they're front-loading the entire process. And what it sounds like to me is that we not only have a situation where they're front-loading the process as far as moving up the dates of all of these primaries so that they can get the establishment candidate coronated without too much examination as to what's going on. But I think what you're warning us about, Paul, from up there in New York is something that we need to ask Richard Winger of Ballot Access News about in regard to all of the other states in the country, because I'm guessing that if what you're reporting from New York is truly aimed at Ron Paul, and I have a suspicion that it probably is, then we have to wonder what's going on in some of these other individual states underneath the table flying in by stealth radar that's attempting to cut off other people's attempts to register as Republicans to vote for him in that primary in their individual states.
Well, I don't know if it's for Ron Paul. I think it's just the archaic laws in New York, you know. But, hey, one other note. I went and saw Ron Paul at a rally in Pittsburgh 2 weeks ago. He happened to be there for a family reunion, and there was about 1,000 people who showed up at the hotel. And he has two brothers that are preachers. Pastors, and one gave the invocation before the program started, and one gave it after. Both of them were over 3 minutes long. Mentioned Jesus, the blood of Jesus. I mean, you don't even get this from regular pastors these days. And here he was in front of a crowd of a bunch of Ron Paul supporters, who half of them, you know, are pretty liberal. And these guys spent 3 minutes talking about the blood of Jesus, and It was very interesting.
That's interesting to me, Paul, when you consider the fact, and I wrote a post for the American Free Press some issues ago, which is in its complete form on my blog with Al Bawaba in Amman, Jordan. You can find it, Al Bawaba, Mark Dankos, America. And if you throw in Rudolph Giuliani as another search engine term, you'll come to it immediately. I was talking about this bizarre alliance between Giuliani on the one hand and many of these so-called Christian neocons on the other. And then the fascinating thing to me is that for people who claim to be Christians, and in some cases are Christians, I mean, only God can evaluate them as to whether or not they are or are not Christians. That's not my job. But when you look at people who hold, loosely speaking, some Christian values in their personal lives and in their theology, one would suspect that if they understood the implications of that, that there would be a tremendous groundswell of support for Ron Paul among the minions of the Christian right, and yet that has not happened to the degree that it should have happened. And I think it exposes what I think is a very, very unfortunate development in the Christian right, and that is that between the Christian Zionist dispensational emphasis among many of those folks and, of course, the very comfortable relationship that many of their leaders have with George W. Bush and the Republican establishment, that it's leading a lot of people astray. And I would like, you know, with what you're saying, Paul, in regard to this recent Ron Paul rally, suggests that at least in regard to his public presentation and in regard to the people who are attending these rallies, that at least a few additional people who identify themselves as Christian conservatives may be starting to understand that Ron Paul is the only game in town for them politically is in regard to these presidential elections, the only one.
Well, we can only hope so, right, Mark?
Well, we can only hope so, and it seems to me that if you earmarked, I have forgotten, I used to keep up with all this stuff on a daily basis. I have not seen the latest demographic statistics in regard to how many people just in the Republican Party consider themselves to be Christian conservatives, but I'm sure it's a significant percentage. If all of those people, just those people, were on board with Ron Paul in these primaries, I think it would blow the Republican Party wide open, which ultimately would be a good thing.
These are some of the hardest people to win over to the anti-war movement, just like your caller from, I forget where he was calling from, one of your first callers.
Joe in Florida, I think, was talking about
Joe,
that.
Yeah, Joe talking about these right-to-lifers and stuff. I mean, I know a lot of them, and they're the hardest people to reach. They still think they're in the Middle Ages in a crusade against the evil Arabs, you know.
And it's a pathetic thing, Paul, to listen to some of these folks. Some of these people are my friends, and
me too.
And it hurts. And I'm sure that you are on friendly terms with many of them as well. And you know, when you bring certain issues to the fore with these folks and say, hey, look, when you look at the abortion industry, when you look at the homosexual rights movement, when you look at the pollution of this Hollywood culture that many of your so-called leaders in the Christian right decry, why is it that there is a disproportionate amount of Jewish financial backing and ownership that is in these industries? And why is it that so many mainstream Jewish Zionist organizations in the United States, for example, promote and openly support the notion of choice on abortion? Does this not suggest that there's a wider issue here that you've not looked at? And then, of course, I think because of the influence of dispensational eschatology historically within this Christian right movement in America, they just don't want to see that there's a whole other side to this that they've not considered. And when you talk to them about the Talmud, when you talk to them about the kinds of things that were really behind the Zionist movements from its inception and the linkage of Zionists to the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia and the alliance that many Zionists had with Hitler in Nazi Germany in order to help facilitate the recreation of a Jewish homeland in Palestine, they don't want to hear this stuff. And when you start talking about Michael Chertoff of Homeland Security and what his agenda apparently is, they just want to turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to this sort of thing. And it's scary because Some of these are good people. They're incredibly misguided, in my view, but they're good people. And I guess the only thing that we can do is, in love, to continue to proclaim the truth to them as we see it, with responsible attitudes and with the right documentation, and ultimately pray for them that the Holy Spirit of God would bring them to a place of better discernment in regard to what is going on here.
Well, that's the only way they're going to get there.
Yes.
The grace of God. Hey,
well,
Mark,
look at
thanks
me.
For taking
I mean,
my call. And I wrote something down you mentioned a couple weeks ago that I've been using a line. Keep us ongoing before the throne of grace.
Yes.
Love that.
Absolutely. Well, we need to be doing that, don't we? Because to the extent, Paul, that we understand any of these matters, it is because of the grace of God, in my view. And, of course, now I'm speaking as a Christian pastor. But the Holy Spirit of God gives wisdom and discernment to the faithful. And this is not an intellectual issue. There are people with far more intellectual prowess than I'll have on my best day who nonetheless are not wise as the Scriptures define wisdom because they have not yet understood the whole question of the importance of the fear of the Lord and being receptive to the leading of God. And as I look at where I was on many of these subjects, going back to the 70s and 80s, I've said this before on the show, I was a Ronald Reagan Republican. At age 21, I was an activist for Reagan, a volunteer activist, when he ran against Ford in the Republican primary in Indiana in 1976, when I was at Valparaiso University as a junior in college. I was an avid reader of Human Events and National Review. I supported Jack Kemp for president as late as 1988. That's just how misguided I was. And I guess what I'm trying to say is when I think of where I used to be, with all of the best intentions in the world, I was dedicated. My heart was in the right place. I was doing these things and wasn't getting paid for it. Thought I was working for good, only to wake up progressively over a period of years to say, there's something going on here. Our culture is not changing. Our political situation is getting worse. I feel like I've been deceived. And when I started asking for divine guidance in regard to how this had happened and why it had happened, over a period of years, I was led to the information and the sources that you and I now consult on a daily basis.
Hey, thanks, Mark. I'll leave you with
a
song title from the 1940s. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
There you have it, Paul. God bless you. We'll be right back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
we're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tomorrow, Chuck Baldwin will join me for 30 minutes from 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Central Time. Chuck Baldwin, of course, is a Baptist pastor in Pensacola, Florida. He has the new site, ChuckBaldwinLive.com. Incredible essays on that site. Chuck was the vice presidential candidate of the Constitution Party in 2004, running with my good buddy Michael Perutka. We have a caller in Florida, George. George, we've got just a couple of minutes left, but go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Pastor. I even read something about the Zionists, about the war on the family. And way down in Florida, you know, you talk about like pro-lifers and some of these family groups. We have a problem in Florida where Florida's DCF grabs kids out of the homes, and these foster parents, foster homes are run by pedophiles. And you try to talk to these pro-lifers, these pro-family organizations, say, we got a real problem. This agency's going after Christian families or Christian children homeschooling, and they're out to lunch on this subject.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about something, George, that hit me personally quite a number of years ago. I was serving a congregation in a community where someone in the community came to me with a very serious allegation that involved a young lad in my church. And what ended up, and I was required by law to report this allegation to the secular authorities within 72 hours. Well, I did so. I was required to do that by law. I did so. And as it turns out, the allegations were credible that this young man had, in fact, done what was alleged. He later ended up in a youth home for a while. And lo and behold, a couple of years later, I happened to read a front page news story in a state news daily indicating that that particular youth home where he had been sent had a couple of homosexual pedophiles operating there, which absolutely sickened me. I went back to the authorities and reminded them of what had transpired several years before, that the court in this particular state had sent this boy to that particular youth home or youth ranch, and they then followed up with a subsequent investigation of this whole business of this pervert network that was operating there at this youth facility. So when you start talking about these secular agencies and these child protective services outfits and some of these foster parent organizations, we've got to be extremely careful. There are some bad folks that have infiltrated something that was intended to be good.
Yes, and like I say, like Ron Paul, his plan is a plan for the family. I mean, because the family is the backbone of our country. And the Zionists and everybody's attacking the family.
And I think the game plan, if you can destroy the family, then what is there to replace it as an agent of socialization? The central government, the New World Order.
All right. God bless, Pastor.
God bless you, George. Call me again sometime. And all you other callers out there, I hope to see you tomorrow and in future days on this broadcast. You can always call me for a chat at 1-800-313-9113. Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party joins me tomorrow on Mark Dankos America. We'll see you then. I'm going to sign off today from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. See you in the AM.